Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you have trouble losing weight no matter how much you diet or exercise, and you may be suffering from metabolic syndrome or broken metabolism? My guest is double board certified international expert in obesity and hormonal imbalance, Dr. Jay Shah. Welcome to the show. So let's talk about metabolism. People hear a lot about it. Give us your first best advice to how metabolism is involved in our ability to maintain and or lose weight and what we can do about it.
All right, Melanie, thanks for having me. Okay, the metabolism is different for each and every individual. It is like a fingerprint. Everybody has a different fingerprint. It is being influenced by the person's nutrition intake, vitamin intake, hormonal imbalance, toxins, inflammation, taking medications for different reasons, or metabolic syndrome, what we call. As well as it is also, everybody knows about lifestyle change or exercise and other factors.
Okay, so people know about all of those. So then what else do they need to know about how that affects their metabolism?
All right. First off, most important thing they should know is about their body composition. What is their basic metabolic rate? What is their fat percentage in the body? What is their fat-free mass or the muscles in the body? And according to that, each and every individual has a metabolism decided. And sometimes they do also something called a metabolic test. It is done specifically by the specialist like us or in the metabolic lab to find out what is their metabolic efficiency. That means how much capacity they have to burn their endogenous fat as well as carbohydrate.
Okay, so what's involved in a metabolic test, Dr. Shah?
All right, metabolic test, what we do here is what we call is a breathing test. We tell the patients to breathe in a machine called Review for 10 minutes or so, and the machine itself calculates according to their BMI and height and weight the amount of carbon dioxide was exhaled during that 10 minutes of time, and it gives me the information of their resting energy expenditure, their activity expenditure, and their exercise expenditure. So that gives me the total calorie requirement of that person if the person is fairly active, or what is his resting energy requirement. So I get that basic information from that metabolic test. Accordingly, I decide what kind of program I should use for this particular person.
Okay.
In addition also, yeah, go ahead.
No, go on. I'm sorry. Go on.
In addition also, I do that comprehensive blood analysis, including, depends upon their age, I do the hormone analysis too. As you know, that as our hormone goes low and low and low as we age, we have the physiological changes in the body, including metabolic syndrome, what we are talking about. Usually, it starts around the age of 35 to 40. If you notice that people have blood pressure problem, people have high cholesterol, people have an imbalance in their glucose metabolism, they have a diabetes, they have a big belly, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So these are the symptoms. We always look at the comprehensive blood test on that particular patient with the metabolic testing, what we do, and of course the body composition we do. So I put everything together and decide what kind of metabolism this person has and what kind of health this person needs to lose weight or to be healthy and have a healthy life.
Okay, so as women age, hormones, weight gain, they always seem to go hand in hand. You know, our estrogen levels go down during, you know, menopause and peri. The progesterone levels decrease. You know, we're all of these hormones that we have, Dr. Shah, are changing. So is this a hormonal thing? If it's not our exercise and if it's not our diet, and you know, we're looking into all these hormone therapies and bioidentical hormones and such, what do you recommend a woman do to look at the hormones? You know, do we start getting our hormones checked and going on some kinds of bioidentical hormone therapy? You know, what can we do to regulate those hormones?
All right. Most important thing is that around the age of 35 to 40, any person, whether they have a symptoms or no symptoms, they should know their basic hormone level in the body, including your estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and other hormones, especially thyroid. Okay, and those hormone levels need to be checked after the age of 40 and see where these hormone levels are. And it is very important to optimize this hormone, not to bring him too high or too low, but optimization of the hormone is necessary to prevent the symptoms of menopause or weight gain or any other symptoms they have, like PMSing or et cetera, can be done with the hormone examination. So I will recommend every woman or even man should go for the hormone analysis around the age of 35 to 40.
So once we find out that we've got a hormone imbalance and then we get our hormones into check, then we should be able to keep the weight down, maintain, and or even possibly lose weight, correct? I mean, because if it is hormones and your hormones are out of whack and unbalanced, and as you say, thyroid, then a kind of a collection of things that we might need to take could level that out. Now, if that's the case, Dr. Shah, where does stress play a role? Because cortisol, a hormone we don't like, you know, is coming into play as we get older too, and we get more stressed out about family and money and finances. Does that affect our metabolism as well?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question, Melanie. Stress, the main factor which disturbs the balance of all the hormones. And the person who has a day-to-day stressful life, their cortisol level goes up. And again, according to cortisol level going high, cortisol disturbs the effect of all other hormones like your thyroid hormone, your insulin level, your progesterone level, your estrogen level. Everything is disturbed by the cortisol. Cortisol in the body is just like a terrorist. It tries to block the effect of all the other hormones, including leptin. Leptin is a hormone, is a satiety hormone. People start eating too much. They have cravings for the sweets or craving for the salts. Most of the people in menopause, they have craving for the sweets. That's because of the high cortisol level and an imbalance in their estrogen progesterone level.
Okay, so the cortisol, and we don't have very much time, Dr. Shah. So give us your really, really best advice in about the last minute and a half for leveling out those hormones, controlling that cortisol level, the stress hormones that contribute to this imbalance, and really leveling it out so that we can take control again of our own bodies and our weight.
All right. The cortisol can be leveled. Number one treatment for the cortisol is a good sleep. If the person has about 7 to 8 hours of good sleep, then the stress level or the cortisol formation is low. Number two, exercise. Daily exercise also helps to bring the cortisol level down. Number three, taking some supplements. Over-the-counter supplements called ashwagandha or cordyceps or rhodiola. Those are the non-harming supplements or herbal supplements that also lowers the cortisol level. By doing so, you are balancing the other hormone. If needs to be, you can always use the bioidentical hormones to balance the estrogen, progesterone level and optimize those hormones at a level when person feels healthy, they maintain their weight, or even they lose their fat percentage in the body, as well as the quality of life or vitality improves.
Well, that's certainly the best advice, is to get those hormones under control. If you've tried everything, diet and exercise, and you just don't seem to be able to maintain your weight and or you're not losing the weight you would like to lose, try, you know, get a metabolic test. Look at the bioidentical hormones. Try some of these things that Dr. Shah has recommended and get your stress under control, because those cortisol levels, no matter what else you take, are going to shoot all the other hormones out of whack. So stress, medication, or, you know, meditation, relaxation techniques, breathing, massage, exercise can all help you with those cortisols and stress we all feel. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Let's de-stress and stay well.